What did you think of your performance today?
Well, I thought the team, you know, it was fun to be a part of today. This is the things that we've been chasing, you know, throughout the season, where we get in these fourth quarters, we're playing good football, and then we don't finish the game. And so Todd, throughout the week, was adamant about, you know, just sending the message of finishing. Johnny Morton with the offense for us, because we know offensively, if you can get on the field and run the ball and finish games, that's what you're supposed to do and eat up clock. And so Johnny Moe was very influential in emphasizing fourth quarter finishing. So I'm just proud that, you know, when you take a plan and you put it into action and coaches emphasize things, guys are taking it and doing it. And so that was fun to be a part of. I'm proud of that.
Historically, have keepers been something that you've been good at? You know, some guys like Brady like to do it, others don't want any part
no,
of it.
No, yeah. Tom likes to do it. I'm not so much necessarily. But for me, I'm just like whatever works, whatever gets us in the end zone. That's all that matters. And that's part of being on a team is that, you know, when they ask you to do what, if it's, you know, block the defensive end and whatever they ask you to do, whatever your job is on a team, you go do it for the team. And so, that's what it required. And I was glad I could be able to do my part.
So Josh, how much did you get experience in your playbook today?
Well, it's huge. I mean, when you can go and own the line of scrimmage and run the football the way we did, it does. It expands your playbook, and you're not fighting with one hand, so to speak. And it's, you know, it was how we planned when we came into this game. It was what, you know, J-Mo laid out for us. And then the five guys up front and you know, Brent Qualley every now and then when he comes in, the tight ends, they took that upon themselves. LT, they took it upon themselves in the back to make that work. And so it's a huge credit to them because, you know, there were good looks that we run into and sometimes there were bad looks and we were still getting yards. So it's credit to everybody sticking with it.
Josh, how about the resilience? You're down 14 almost very early in the game and yet you guys were able to come back.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're talking about. You know, for us to take another step as a team, it's to handle those situations. It's to be down 14. It's to get into one of these games where it goes back and forth and find yourself, on the winning end, at the end. So for us, it was good for us. It was a big step. We got to, you know, handle this the right way. But to start out that way and to have the mental toughness and the flexibility mentally to take that, absorb it for what it is and then move forward, I think it was huge for us.
You guys have been hurt so many times this year by untimely penalties. What are you thinking down when you're down there and they're just getting one after another to give you chances?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking, I know how you feel. I mean, it's just, you know, it's, and you play this game long enough, you know, things start to go your way sometimes too. So I think in those situations, it's playing hard. It's the receivers running their routes hard. You create opportunities and create, you know, some good luck for yourself when you're just doing the right thing. And so that was huge for us.
You've been up.
Well, you know, I think there's not like a whole, you know, lot different that you do other than just you just are present and in the moment. And so situationally at practice, that was the emphasis every time we would start a new period or whatever. We would break it up, you know, into phases and into quarters. And Johnny Moe would step in the huddle and just talk to us about emphasizing it. So I think that's the key is it's just for us, what can you use, whether it's words or holding up four fingers, what can you use as an activator to kind of set your mind to this situation? And I think the coaches did an outstanding job this week of getting us there. And then the rest of us, you know, carrying it out on the field.
It's the fact that you guys have won five games. You weren't around last year, but it matches last year's total. The resilience, toughness, playing hard. How much of that is a reflection on Todd?
I know how this thing goes, and if we weren't doing that, you guys would be blaming him, or somebody would be blaming him, you know what I mean? So it's hard not to give him the credit, and I think he's done a heck of a job with our group. His message has been the same week in and week out, and it's a reflection of him as far as just the mental toughness, to go through the changes that we went through in the off season. He was steady. His message never changed. He never wavered. He never complained, and I think that was huge for us, and I think that kind of steadiness for us is bearing fruit right now. It's why we won the game today because of how he handles himself and carries himself day in and day out.
How much of that steadiness is due to Josh McCown?
Oh, I mean, that's, you know, I'm a part of the group, man, and it's fun to be a part of this group. And that, you know, we got guys, everybody comes to work, and works hard every day. Receivers come to work hard, the O-line, everybody. And so for me, they allow me to just get in and execute and do my job. So I'm just glad to be a part of the group. We got a great group of young guys and a great group of vets. And I've told you guys from day one, the chemistry in this locker room is special. It's fun to be a part of, and I'm thankful to be a part of it.
What was you thinking when you're down 31-30? Tell me what we...
I was just thinking we got to go score. You know, we got to go get a touchdown. And that was the mindset, you know. And for us, you know, I think in weeks past, it's been, oh, man, you know, here we are, 30 points. We put 30 points up. You know, this ought to be enough. And then they come back because they got great players on their side of the ball. And so I think for us, it was like, man, it kept going back and forth. And that's what I mean. When you see it go back and forth, it's hard because eventually, eventually one team gives in, and we just stayed together. And so I think that was the emphasis that we talked about all week. Fourth quarter, let's stay together and let's go push this thing in.
I see the third down pass.
Let's get after serve, then we'll get you.
The third down completion to Hanson and then to Kurtz. Can you talk about those two plays?
Yeah, Chad did a good job of staying alive, you know, and they brought up pressure and was able to kind of move and slide in the pocket. And Chad did a good job of staying alive. He was not, you know, he was kind of, you know, third in the progression, so to speak, and did a great job of staying alive and was able to find him. It was a big one for us. And then Jermaine just did a good job of winning on that route. He has a good feel for that. Reminds me a lot of Anquan Boldin the way he runs it. And then he did the rest, really. You know, for us, to start getting yak for us is huge, and Jermaine was able to do that for us on that down and get us down there in the red zone. So those were two huge plays, and Carl Durrell does an unbelievable job with those guys and coaching them, and they're always where they're supposed to be. And so for me as a player, if those guys are there, it makes my job easy, and that was the case for those guys.
I've seen you throughout the year run for a lot of first downs. I was wondering if the heart races a little faster because you've been in this industry a long time than it might have done years ago. And when you get one of those first downs, you say, well, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's part of, again, whatever it takes to keep the sticks moving. And in this industry, if you don't do that, then you're not in this industry very long. So I think for me, it was just what was available. You know, guys ran good routes. Sometimes there was, you know, great coverage though, and we were able to just get free and make some plays with my feet. And so, like I said, anything to help, you know, move the chain, that's what I'm about.
Got two questions left. We'll get Slater, then we got him before Josh goes on the decisive touchdown drive.
You know, let's go. This is what we've been kind of building towards all year. This is the moment that, you know, you guys talk about practice, and we put a lot of emphasis on the things in practice, but you can't, no matter what you want to do, like situations you want to create, you can't create this exact moment in practice. You just have to, it's learned and in game. And so for us, it was like, here, we have a moment constructed for us right here, or we can take another step. And so, it was just like, hey, let's stand up and do it. Let's go do it. And let's don't talk about how we were close or how we were almost made that play. And it was great. I mean, everybody's attitude in the huddle was positive, upbeat. And there was a belief there that, you know what, this is the time we're going to get over the hump. So it was great.
Josh, concerning the playbook, did you use any new plays today that you didn't use in previous games this season?
Yeah, I mean, we always, you know, week in and week out, game plan wise, but there's always wrinkles, and Coach Morton does a good job of, he watches so much tape. He's going to come up with some good stuff for us, that we always have different wrinkles here and there. Not to give away everything, but suffice to say, yes, we had a good amount of new plays. Yeah.
Last question,
Josh. How good?
You got brushed off twice, bro.
I got you.
Okay.
How good of a tandem and how valuable a tandem have Kurtz and Robbie become for you guys? Because they've got 100 yards each, two weeks in a row.
Yeah. I mean, it, like I said, you know, we go out to practice, and it's not that other teams don't do this. I've done this, you know, a lot of places I've been, but those guys, you know, when we're at special teams and they don't play special teams, they're over there working with me, and we're talking through, hey, if you get this look, let's do this. If you get that, let's do that. And there are opportunities, you know, and there's other situations I've been in where guys are like, man, I'm going to save my legs. I don't really want to, you know, I'll see you at practice type of thing. Those two guys come over there, you know, Coach Bates gets us together and we talk through routes and we talk through, you know, what we see on tape and how we're going to execute it. And I really believe that that time is paying off and it's showing, you know, bearing fruit right now.
What's the belief level on that locker room in terms of the idea that you can make the playoffs?
Well, I think we all believe that. You know, I don't think we, you know, I don't know any other way to say, but yeah, we all believe that. I mean, that's the mindset that we have. Like I said, from day one, the chemistry is special in that group, and I think there's a lot of belief and trust in one another. And we can, you know, we believe we can do it. And that's the only way you can approach these next four games. But you got to take it one at a time. But you just don't stop believing, you know, and just keep fighting and keep playing and see, we'll see what happens. But I think that's the special thing is when you can look at a situation that's not necessarily ideal in the eye and say, I believe anyway, that's going to give you the best chance to make it happen. So we're excited about the next 4 weeks and especially next week against Denver.
Was seldomly used in the red zone today.
No, just how the game fell out, just game plan.